have insecurities. You have insecurities. We all have insecurities. And if you say you don't, I will probably call you a liar, because at a certain age, we get insecure about little things like our height, our weight, our nose, your skin color, or little things like your acne on your face, which is not your fault at all. It is just part of growing up and being an adult, and most people are lucky not to have any. Oftentimes, insecurities cripple us from being who we are and from living life. Instead of living life and having fun, you just find yourself existing. You're just there, not doing anything. You go from school, work, or school, work, church, home. You are not doing anything with your life. You're just there, just living the, I don't even know what to call it. But I was so ashamed of myself. I am still insecure of my body. That's why most people that know me, I don't take full pictures. I hardly take full pictures. And I don't hang out at all, because the little things that people say about me affects me a lot. So I just try to remove myself from situations that will make me have problems with people. My desire to lose weight and have the Photoshop body, you know, the snatched waist, the perfect figure, I mean the magazine body, was just my manifestation of my desire to be validated. I know we feed off on people's compliments. Like, it's okay, I give my friends compliments, and I'll advise you to do so. Give your friends compliments, it's fine. But the problem is when you rely on people's compliments. Like, you can get 10 compliments on, let's say, post a picture on Instagram or Twitter, and then you get all these, okay sis, you're looking good sis, wow, come on, things like that. And then one person will just come and spoil everything. You're already happy and you're like, oh my god, I mean, this picture is something else. And then somebody will just come and just say something useless and be like, I don't even know what to use, because I mostly delete comments like that. And then you go back to your negative mindset, and then you internalize it, and then everything just becomes so gloomy, and you just feel so down because of one person. So I feel you should be able to stand on your own, be your own person, instead of relying on people. Like, when someone tells you you're beautiful, let's not be like, really? You think I'm beautiful? Oh my god. No, it should be like, in your head, it should be like, I know, you don't have to tell me, but you should say thank you though. So, you have to believe and rely on yourself to feel better. You don't have to look for other people to make you feel better about yourself. Too many of us walk around seeing the world through the lenses of our past experience, not realizing how it's changing our view, it's limiting our opportunities and our ability to be confident in every situation. Now the question is, are you willing to examine your view, to build your confidence, because confidence is a skill. And when you build it, you can have everything in life. I mean everything you set your mind to do. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. Most times when I say, I'm going to be one of the best entrepreneurs in Nigeria, some people will just be looking at me like, what is this one saying? But when you are confident about yourself, you see yourself in places that just people with mere minds cannot just picture it, but you yourself know where you see yourself. You have everything you need to get everything you need. Like, you have everything in you. You don't need anybody to tell you, you know you can do this. You have to know. Your gut should tell you that you know you can actually do this here. You don't need validation from anyone. Rebuilding your confidence, it's a question and answer process you go through with yourself. You have to ask yourself the right questions. Then you listen to your answers, and then you take intentional actions based on what your answers are. You are everything. You are everything, and you can be everything you want to be. And it just starts with a step. Just take a step. Don't rush. Take a step every day. Don't just sit. When it doesn't work, don't just sit and feel down. Okay, I'm trying to do this, it's not working out. When you stop working, and that's when you start failing. So you just have to keep working every single day. Thank you for listening. This is Deborah Johnson for Real Talk Granola.